Andrea got mad at me because I told her to stop whining about her bad grades and to study more.
Well, if you spoke to her the way you're speaking now, I'm not surprised she got mad. Have you ever had an argument with one of your friends? I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. It can be easy to see how friends are making a mistake and making their own life harder, but when you point out the obvious, they may feel attacked and get upset. And then you might have a fight on your hands. So, what's a better way of helping your friend improve? Proverbs 15:1 tells us, "A soft answer turns away wrath." So, instead of blunt criticism, gently suggesting what someone can do differently will go a long way to help them accept what you're saying. Let's listen to our story now. It's called A Gentle Approach. Gracie sat down on the couch next to her mother. They both laughed as 3-year-old Maggie chased their new kitten around the living room. "Come here, kitty! Come here!" Maggie yelled, holding out a treat, but the kitten darted away. Gracie sighed. "Mom, I don't know what to do about Andrea. She always complains about her grades, and she hardly ever does any homework. I finally told her to stop whining and spend more time studying. She got upset, and now she won't talk to me."
"I'm not surprised," said Mom.
"But why?" asked Gracie. "I'm just trying to help." "Yes, but if you said it to her the way you did just now, it probably didn't sound like help. She may have felt it was an attack." Just then, Maggie joined them with the unaccepted cat treat still in her hand, crying in frustration. "Gracie, why don't you show Maggie how to give the treat to the kitten?" said Mom. "Okay." Gracie took her little sister by the hand and showed her how to approach the kitten in a gentle, non-threatening way. "Move slow and speak softly," Gracie said. Crouching low, she quietly called the kitten and showed him the treat. He slowly came closer and finally felt comfortable enough to take it. Maggie sat on the floor and petted the kitten while Gracie returned to the couch. "Good job," said Mom. "You needed to approach the kitten gently, and that reminds me of your problem with Andrea. Can you think of a way you could do that with her?" Gracie thought for a moment as she watched the kitten. "Well, I could ask her to forgive me for the way I talked to her," she said. "And, I can offer to help her with homework and help her study before our tests." "I think that's a great idea," Mom said. "The Bible tells us a soft answer calms anger. Remember that since you trust in Jesus, you can always respond to others with love and gentleness because you have the Holy Spirit inside you. Trust Him to help you use a gentle approach with Andrea. When she sees how much her friendship means to you, I think your problem will be solved." Well, how about you? How do you respond to people when they say or do something you don't like? Harsh words often stir up anger and lead to arguments and hurt feelings, but a gentle approach can smooth things over and help prevent a fight. When you feel like snapping at someone, trust God to help you be considerate of their feelings and respond in a patient, gentle way instead. Our key verse is Proverbs 15:1.
A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger.
And our key thought for today, say things gently. Have you started the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program? We just kicked it off on June 1st, and it's your chance to stay connected with God and win some great prizes. Read your Bible and the Keys for Kids devotional every day in June, and you could win a Keys for Kids Storyteller. Keep going in July for a chance to win an Echo Dot, and finish in August, and you could win a Kindle Fire. If you complete all 3 months, you could win the grand prize, the Mega Family Game Night. It's not too late to start. Just go to wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.